T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome back. Last hour of the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's kick it off on the right foot. Today is National Ditch Your Resolution Day. Did you set that New Year's resolution? It's 17 days into the year. Are you still on that New Year's resolution? Or just a goal you set in general. Maybe it wasn't on New Year's Day. Maybe it's a story of resolution past. But how long did you actually stick to your resolution? Was it more than 17 days? And what steps are you taking to make sure you stick with that? Now, if you listen to this show, you've heard quite too many times about my weight loss from 5 years ago. And if you've listened in the last few months, you know that I put a lot of weight on in the last 7 months. I put 42 pounds on. So my resolution was to get close to where I was last March, okay? And get there by this summer. But just setting that one big goal for me wasn't attainable. If I'm only going after that goal, I'm going to fail. So I've set up small goals along the way. Okay? Now let's just say I got to a number I'm not comfortable saying on the air. But when I get to when I lose 10 pounds from where I was at the beginning of the year, all right, that first 10 pounds, I will celebrate by having a pizza lunch with Brendan Keeney, because that's usually what we do. We go to Zeddy's. So I'm not going as often as I was, obviously, when I put 42 pounds on. But when I get 10 pounds into my goal, I've set a small goal. So 10 pounds in, I will allow myself to have 2 delicious New York slices from Zeddy's. And then after that, I will set another 10-pound goal. Instead of just trying to get the one goal, I'm going to get there. I know I'll get back there. But let's make it easier. Let's make it more attainable by small goals at a time. So I want to know from you, how do you set your resolutions or any kind of goal you have in life? Maybe it's a savings goal. Maybe it's a weight loss goal. Maybe it's a dry January, as we had on the text board. It says, I'm doing a dry January. If there was a day I wanted to drink, it was after the Bills loss. I made it 17 days so far. That texter not celebrating Ditch Your Resolution Day. And I hope you're not either. What are the steps you are taking to get there? Now, most Americans who set a resolution have already thrown it out. And by February 5th, I want to say, it's like 60 or 70% of resolutions did not make it. Now, I have to say, for years, I set the same resolution. College Joe Beamer, right after college Joe Beamer, believe me, I was setting the, okay, I'm going to lose 40 pounds resolution. 17 days in, 17 days would have actually been a heck of a way to go. I never made it to 17 days. The most successful I was on a goal was when I set it in the middle of the year after seeing pictures of me on vacation. That was what really pushed it for me. But it wasn't just a New Year, New Me type thing. And I think that's why so many people miss it, is because they start it because of a new year. They didn't really have anything else push them to set this goal. It was just, oh, it's a new year, I better do something different. Here's my resolution. And I think that's why so early on in the month or in the year, you already have most Americans done with their resolution. I think that's why you go to the gym and you notice it's not as crowded as it was January 2nd. Now, I have to say, side note, my gym never got overcrowded. I didn't have any of that post-New Year crowd at my gym. It was pretty much the same as it was the first week of December. So maybe that's why too many people feel forced. And if you don't really have something kicking you in the you-know-what, is just being a new year going to give you that motivation to do something? I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear about your history with goal setting. Again, it doesn't have to be a resolution, but just your history of setting goals and why did it succeed or why did it fail? 803-0930, star 930. And yes, as I'm sitting here talking about how I want to wait to have that slice of pizza, pizza sounds really freaking good right now. I'm not going to lie. Pizza, dipping it in blue cheese. We, by the way, had a change at the board. John is out, Blair is in. So Blair, welcome. Blair, I think that's the wrong mic. We'll work on that at the break. We'll work on that at the break. But Blair's here for the hour, so we'll bring him in on the conversation as well. I just want to know from you, if you set a goal, how long did it go until you had an issue? Maybe you didn't fail at the goal, but so many days in, you were faced with something and you took a step back maybe. Or you were very successful. 803-0930, star 930. You know, the last 2 hours, we talked about stepping away from politics, not letting it affect us. So this hour, let's have a political free hour, and let's talk about us here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Joe Beamer. It is the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is National Ditch Your Resolution Day. And I'm asking you, did you set a resolution? If so, have you ditched it already? Or just give me an example of a goal you set. Maybe you failed. Maybe you succeeded. And 17 days in, how did you feel? Because I think with any kind of goal you set, it doesn't have to be weight loss. It can be anything. Anything you wanted to change about yourself. I think it's at the 17, 18 day, maybe even 3 week mark, you really start hitting that first plateau, that first wall, and you want to do a step back. And you got to find something to keep you there. Like I said, for me, mini goals and rewards on the way to the main goal. And I think that's the way to keep it. But every year we see this with New Year's resolutions. People set them, right? And there's always the popular one is, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym and lose weight. I'm not going to slowly start going to the gym before New Year's Day. No, no. I'm going to do everything the way I've been doing it. And then January 2nd, New Year's resolution, right to the gym. And, you know, that goes for a few days, right? Oh, this new year, new me. But then the first weekend comes along. And all your friends want to go out. And it's freezing cold outside. And going out and having a few adult beverages sounds pretty good when it's this cold. So what do you do to make sure you don't hit that wall, have that mental block? Maybe your New Year's resolution was to not get so upset about politics. And 17 days in, you might be having a lot of trouble. No matter where you are, on what side of the political spectrum you're on, maybe now 17 days in, with the impeachment trial heating up, you're having that issue. You're starting to get angry. You're starting to get a little too upset, a little too involved. Oh, you want to post something badly on social media. That's one I wish more people would do. Not completely give up social media, because social media is entertaining, I'll admit. But set a New Year's resolution to lessen your time on social media. I just came up with that. I wish I had 17 days ago. I think some people spend way too much time on social media. And that could play into what we were talking about the first 2 hours of the show, where you are just so into it, so committed to every little political thing that happens. I mean, like I said, and I don't want to get off on the last topic, but like I said, there are people who are literally live tweeting themselves counting down to Chris Collins' prison sentence. Now, I've been on record as saying that I think Chris Collins should have a heavy fine, a heavy punishment, that he should go to prison. You know? He put himself ahead of everything, and I think he should pay the price, of course. But I'm not going to go on and do a countdown to when Chris Collins is getting sentenced. And then the day of, tweet things about Chris Collins like it's Christmas morning. I mean, if you're that into it, if you are that obsessed with politics, apparently on social media, that's what we're talking about the last 2 hours. You got to take a step back. So maybe a good New Year's resolution for you would have been to step away from social media. Maybe only 30 minutes of social media a day. Now, Joe, why did you go off on that? How are you going to bring that to this topic? Let me tell you. 17 days in, you're probably starting to itch for social media. You got your phone. You're going to settings. You so badly want to turn those Facebook notifications back on. Turn those Twitter notifications back on. Maybe the way you do it is every 3 weeks, you give yourself a day of nothing but social media. You say, okay, I'm going to go back to my social media ways once every 3 weeks. Maybe that's how you do it. Instead of just blindly, okay, I'm walking away from social media, 30 minutes a day, that's it. I think that could go for any goal you set. And I think if more people try to set smaller goals and not try to get this big result all at once, January 17th wouldn't be National Ditch Your Resolution Day. Maybe it would be National Check Up on Your Resolution Day. See where your progress is. Tweet about your progress. Right? If you're only doing 30 minutes a day of social media, maybe a good way to celebrate that is tweet out, hey, you might have noticed I haven't tweeted as much. And explain and say, hey, I'm 17 days in, I'm doing pretty well. As the texter says on the text line, 3930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, by the way, they wanted a dry January. They got past that Bills playoff game and are still 17 days into their dry January. That's good. We talked about doing a dry January And I literally said the reason I can't is because of the Bills playoff game. I said that will, I will definitely need to go out and have a few adult beverages. But this texter made it. They have 13 days left. 13 days left to complete their dry January. I'd say if they got through that Bills game, they're well on their way. 803-0930, star 930, National Ditch Your Resolution Day. Where are you? How have you done it? Or is it 17 days and, yeah, you know, I ditched it 3 days ago? Or, you know what, I was really into it for a week, but then blank happened, and then this happened. Yeah. Like we said, by February 5th, most Americans who had a New Year's resolution have already broken it. They're already gone with it. Now, back in the college days, early 20s, before I decided to hit the gym a little more, I, on a monthly basis, try to set a goal. You know? All right, we're going to lose. But I always set this huge goal. I always set a huge goal. I'm going to lose, at the time, 80 pounds before Christmas. Well, when you do it like that, of course you're not going to. Of course not. Set it small. You know what? New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by February. Okay, that's a small, maybe also not attainable, but a small goal. And there's nothing better than when you set that goal, you've put a good workout in for a week, you step on the scale, and oh my gosh, you see those numbers. Or whatever it is your resolution is, and you start seeing the progress, right? You notice you're not as infuriated with people because you've stepped back from social media. You notice your relationships, your friendships, your relationship with your family, a lot better because you're not on social media all the time. I think in 2020, that would have been a great New Year's resolution, or maybe just a great goal to set. Limit your time on social media. I think if you did that, now give yourself 30 minutes a day, but if you did that and you stepped back, I definitely think you would notice the things we talked about in the first 2 hours having less of an effect on you. 803-0930, star 930. Before we get to news, the cash code was REPORT, REPORT. Text REPORT to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. And don't forget, before I get out of here at noon, we will have another chance for you to win $1,000. Here on News Radio 930 WBEN. But first, let's get up to date with some news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Show you that I'm with you. Your lies are mine. All those times I said that I love you.
Welcome back. The final stretch of the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. Thanks for sticking around here on the Friday show with me, Joe Beamer. We're talking, it is National Ditch Your Resolution Day. So 17 days in, a lot of Americans already throwing that resolution they made. And it's understandable. It's understandable. If the only kick in the butt is because it's New Year's, well, what kind of motivation is that? And that's slowly going to, that's slowly not going to be there anymore. You know, if that's your only motivation, I don't think that's enough. For me, I had a few things. And I know a lot of you are sick of hearing about my weight loss. But I think setting goals in life is, it keeps you going. It keeps you healthy. And I think if you can make yourself just a little bit healthier, it is that much important. I really do. I really think your health, a lot of people don't focus on their physical health, on their mental health. And they let it go. And I think if you can set, even if it's the smallest goal that will make you healthier, in any way of the word healthier, I think it's important. And so I might talk about it a little too much. I might dwell on it, but I think it's that important. When you're talking about yourself, there's nothing more important than your health. Now, when I was at my heaviest, I was on blood pressure medication. At 19, I was on blood pressure medication, a dosage higher than my parents now take. So losing just a little bit to now, I'm not even on blood pressure medication. I don't have to be on blood pressure medication. So, you know, we get so caught up with the politics and with current events and with things that we have very little control over, when the one thing we have the most control over is our health, for the most part. Our health is in our hands. And, you know, I know this is very millennial of me, but YOLO, you only live once. Take the best care of yourself as you can. So I'm sorry if it seems like I'm dwelling on this and doing this topic. But I do think taking care of yourself and trying to better yourself, I think that's very important. And I think it's something that we all can relate to. 803-0930. Let's go to North Tonawanda and talk to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I ran into such a situation about 13 months ago where I had to make a change in my life where I had to lose some weight. And in the last 13 months, I've lost 30 pounds.
Nice.
And I was going to the gym for like 3.5 years, and that really wasn't doing it. So I went to a nutritionist with my wife, and we did it as a couple. And they put us on the right path. Everybody's different as far as, you know, what to cut out and what to add and so on and so forth. So I did manage to, lose the weight, and, my wife lost 30 pounds too.
That's awesome, Mark.
I talked to the guys at the gym, and the trainers tell me that most people sign up the first of the year, and then by about March, you don't see them anymore.
You know, and that's surprising to me because by March, you're in a groove. You are in a rhythm. I find it hard. I'm surprised by March as being the month because I would think if you're committed by then you're in that rhythm. Keep going.
Yeah, but for some reason, he says that's about the magic month where the numbers start dwindling and people don't come to the gym anymore, and I see new faces all the time, and it basically is on that same scale. It's around February, March. You see new people come in now, right in January, end of December, you know, when their insurance kicked in for health clubs and stuff, and then they start coming, and then what happens is as they start getting into it, if they don't get a trainer, they're just kind of like shooting in the dark, and they just kind of lose interest, and they don't see any results in the weight loss or anything, so they just start fading out, and you don't see them anymore.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing, Mark. Hey, man, thank you so much for the call. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mark in North Tonawanda opening up a line for you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Now, it's a text like this because, of course, with the text board, you notice something. People who would never call in and tell you something negative, they have their cell phone and they'll text you something negative. It's the same people that will tweet you something negative or send you something on Facebook negative. But I love when I get texts like this because then I know, A, at least someone's listening, and B, I'm not the only one who thought it was a good idea to talk about this. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I appreciate you talking about weight loss because it helps me stay on track. Thank you so much. Today is Friday, and I wanted to cheat until I heard you. Also, I'm on my Echelon as I'm sending this. That is the cheaper version of Peloton. And, you know, as I said a few weeks ago, the whole outrage over the Peloton commercial was, to me, laughable. But then Peloton really benefited from that. I mean, Peloton is now, you're talking about working out at home. People are talking about their Peloton. I mean, there are a lot of knockoff versions now, and I hear the knockoff versions are just as good. But Peloton, really, hey, you want to do a spinning class, we will give you one. We'll give you 20. We'll give you a class where we change the resistance as you're working out. I think it was really cool, and like I said, my goal, maybe next year, is to one day have a Peloton, because there are those days where I go to the gym, get my workout in, and then later in the day or later in the night, I have a little extra energy, but I'm not driving down to the gym to just do 30 minutes on a bike. But if it was right in front of my TV, I'd probably do another 30 minutes of cardio. I'd say that's probably the case 3 or 4 days a week. So, you know, save up one of these days. I might get myself a Peloton or the Echelon, as this person texted in. I have seen them on online as well, and they seem to get great reviews, just like the Peloton. So sorry if I sound like I'm going out, I'm ranting. That's not what I meant for. But, you know, our text board lights up when we talk politics. Our phones light up when we talk politics. Our social media is always about politics. And I get that. I get the passion. We talked about it the first 2 hours, about how it's affecting you and how when you need a minute to step back. But I think a lot of people, they focus so much on that, they're not focusing on themselves. So maybe all that energy you're putting towards tweeting about the impeachment or tweeting about Chris Collins or whatever is the flavor of the day in politics, if you just took 20% of that energy and put it into bettering yourself, whatever that is, less social media, saving money, losing some weight, whatever that is, to better yourself, to better your health. I think we would all benefit from that. I think everyone, look at that thing you're putting just way too much. I mean, for me, it's sports. If you've listened to this station, you know, I put a lot of my energy into sports. I've been able to take a little of that energy I put towards sports and put it towards myself over the last 5 years, and it's benefited. So I'm not saying you have to step away from politics all the time. I think it's healthy to step away. Don't get so caught up. But maybe if you can take some of that energy from the politics or that energy from something that really ticks you off and put it towards going to the gym. Like I said, my best workout of the last month was the day after the Bills lost to the Texans. I was so upset, and it still kind of rubs me the wrong way. But I was so upset from that. That Sunday when I got out of here was one of the best workouts in the last few months. So it's National Ditch Your Resolution Day. I'm hoping you didn't. I'm hoping you're like our last texter who was thinking of having a cheat day, but then listened to me and hopped on their Echelon bike. 803-0930. We'll talk to you. We'll also talk to Blair when we get back here on WBEN. Joe Beamer with you here on the Friday show talking about resolutions. It's National Ditch Your Resolution Day. Have you ditched it? I hope not. Hope you're sticking to it. Let's go to John in North Tonawanda. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I've got a little trick that I think everybody wants to know. The human body works in a certain way, and if you want to change your metabolism and get it to burn fat, there's really no other way to do it except for weight resistance training.
Okay.
Because in each cell is something called mitochondria. It's like a little nuclear power plant. And once you start working those muscles, there's a change that happens where the body is telling itself, we've got to send energy to these muscle cells. And it starts burning fat. Because when I work out, I can eat as much as I want. I won't gain, but my muscles will grow. If I stop working out and I keep eating like that, my body has no reason to do anything but store it as fat. So the only way to do it is to get your body to change its metabolism. And the only way to do that is to lift weights. And I don't mean you have to be a power lifter, but you do have to exercise the muscles and get them to tell the rest of your body to start breaking down fat.
John, what do you find to be the best weight exercise?
I got tired of being in the gym 2.5 hours. And what I did is I got down to 6 exercises, 2 lower, 2 middle, and 2 upper. The uppers, I'll work my shoulders and my lats. And then the middles, I consider my pecs and bench press and crunches, leg lifts. Don't hurt yourself by doing regular sit-ups. And then squats, I do seated leg presses. And I just push real hard. And, you know, I got up to 14 plates, and I'm not a big guy. And on the 45-degree leg press. And basically what you're trying to do is get it to the point where you know that your muscles have been worked. You don't have to kill yourself and wake up where you can't get out of bed because you're so sore. But they have to wake up. You have to wake those muscles up. And then the body will use hormones to tell the liver to, like, burn that fat. Don't even store it, you know.
Hey, John, thank you so much for the call, man. You have a great weekend. That's John in North Tonawanda. Yeah, I think just focusing on you, and as John said, he didn't want to spend 2.5 hours at the gym every day. You don't have to. You know, do something that works for you. Weight resistance, weight training, a great way to change your muscles. As John said, that was actually some really good advice. For those of you who are looking for something that doesn't keep them sore all the time, but, you know, helps them lose weight, helps them stay in shape on down the road. Now, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I, too, am glad you are talking about weight loss. I was really good about clean eating until Thanksgiving and Christmas. I gained 10 pounds. Then I ended up getting sick right after New Year's. Sorry to hear that. And today, even though I don't feel like it, I went to the gym, rode the bike for 35 minutes, and walked the track for 25 minutes. It felt so good to get back at it. Also, back to clean eating. This isn't a New Year's resolution. It is a way of life. All right. Well, thanks for the text. Now, Blair, before we get out of here, you told me your New Year's resolution was to spend less time on your phone.
Absolutely, yeah. My daughter's 2.5, and I want to spend as much of this, like, developmental section of her life present and in the moment, even if it's watching her giggle because she threw a toy banana around or something. I just want to be in the moment more.
You don't want to look back at it in 20 years, and what you remember of her growing up was you on your phone.
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of, I see that stuff all the time, and I'm like, I want her memory of me to not be looking down at my screen all the time.
All right. Well, Blair, so far so good. 17 days in, you haven't ditched it yet?
Yes, and I've actually turned it into talking to my wife when I see her. I go, put it down. Like, just hang out with her. We'll do it. Be on your phone later.
All right. Well, see? So he's 17 days in. He's not celebrating hashtag National Ditch Your Resolution Day because he has kept his resolution and hope he continues to. Now, we got to get out of here. It's going to be really cold this weekend. So I hope everybody enjoys themselves. Stay warm. Like I said, maybe get that fireplace going. Get some hot cocoa. Or if you're like me and don't want the empty calories, get a nice cup of coffee. Nothing in it. Snuggle up to that special someone. Turn on the Marvin Gaye, the Luther Vandross. And, you know, stay warm while the rest of us are freezing cold outside. I have a 5K to run tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to it. And it's not because of the 5K portion. It is the it's going to be ridiculously cold portion. Now, it is time for the cash code, but I have to admit, I don't have my cash code paper with me. That is a big issue. So hang on. Hang on. And we will have that cash code in just a second. Now, I know it's a long weekend for a lot of people. Don't worry. Monday, 9 o'clock, I will be in for Sandy Beach. So if you enjoyed today's show, hopefully you'll enjoy Monday's show. And on Hardline, Sunday, Brenda and I talk to Carl Calabrese. Everything about impeachment and Chris Collins. We will cover both on Hardline this Sunday. But first, I got to give you a chance at $1,000. The 12 noon cash code is KEY. K-E-Y. Text KEY to 72881. You could win $1,000. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you on Sunday here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.